Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
Right after Dog and Joe, each weekday morning, I roll out 93 minutes of nonstop rock.
From 9:15 to 10:45.
I'm Monica Lowe. Join me and make it part of your workday. It's 93.7, The River Nonstop.
All right, Dog and Joe show on a Monday. You know what time it is, almost 7 o'clock. Mr. Skin is back on the phone. Yes, woo! Mr. Skin, good morning.
Dog and Joe, how you guys doing?
Hey, very good. Skin, I'm going to play you a song. Our boss, heterosexual Anderson Cooper, we call him, he found this song, and the song is called Mr. Skin. Have you ever heard this?
By Spirit?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you've heard this song.
Oh, yeah, it's, I love it, because... Because my name's in it.
But yeah,
This song was way before I was Mr. Skin.
So. Yeah. Take a listen. I'm going to play it here real quick. We got a little intro for you.
I'll raise my head in a touchy situation.
It's almost like it was written for you.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I love it. The song's from the early 70s, so it's 20 years. It predates when I started by many years, but I love it. That's a great intro.
Yeah, we got to get a Dog and Joe song, man. How are you? Did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good weekend, Skin?
Really nice. Very
okay,
nice.
Okay, good. And you heard that IHOP changed the P to a B, right? They're International House of Burgers now. You aware of all that?
Yeah, but I would never go there for a burger. How about you guys?
Yeah, I know. Whichever guy thought this was a good idea, you know, the guy in the marketing, hey, we need to start selling hamburgers, fire him.
I should be the International House of Burgers.
you should be the International House of Pancakes.
Yeah. He's already holds that title, doesn't he?
Yes.
All right, Skin,
yes.
Let's dive in. What we got this week for the week of the 29th, May 29th through, wow.
I think you're going to enjoy this week's offering, my friend.
Let me start with... they released the very first season of Game of Thrones, the very first season, on 4K, and it's blowing everyone's mind in our office, in the content department, because do you guys know like how over time we've seen clear and clear pictures of Mars,
yeah.
The Martian landscape, and it's like the definition is getting better, and your mind keeps getting blown. Emilia Clarke did some nude scenes in the first season that, you know, we saw them on HD when the show first aired. Then we saw some on Blu-ray. But now 4K, I mean, it reminds me of the landscape of Mars. You can just see so much more. And the guys at our office, like I said, that go through this stuff are very impressed with 4K technology when it comes to nude scenes.
I am looking at this. Sorry, Skin. I had the old email. Now I got the current one here. So I'm looking at the Game of Thrones here. Are you talking about with the 4K? Are you talking about what I can see here?
The landscape, let's just say it's a bumpy ride, if you know what I mean.
The vivid definition of the terrain, if you will.
Yes.
It is highlighted spectacularly.
Yes. I mean, to the point where you can, each individual one you can see. So.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Yeah. And I don't know how much nudity or pornography, if any, I've ever seen in 4K. And I think now I got to.
Yeah, it's a different animal.
I can see exactly what you guys are talking about. When you get zoomed in so clearly that you can see like the hairs on the girl's cheeks and on their shoulders and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what Skin and I are talking about.
I understand exactly where you guys are going there.
Yeah, Skin and I were talking about the hair on the cheeks, but not the ones on the face.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to Keri Russell. Who is she and what is this in The Americans? This is a pretty nice shower butt shot.
You know who Keri Russell is, don't you?
Yeah, well, they just wrapped up. The Americans is a pretty cool show on FX. About these Russian spies living as a married couple in the U.S. And they just completed their sixth season on FX a couple weeks ago. And I just wanted to say, in the six seasons that The Americans aired on FX, Keri Russell, formerly of Felicity fame, won Best Butt in my Anatomy Awards 3 of the 6 years for these scenes like this one in the shower. I am going to miss this show, And I just wanted to do a shout out to Kerry Russell for the Americans. What a, and guys, keep in mind, this is from FX with commercials, and you get a nude scene like what I'm showing you.
Yeah, I mean, that is fantastic. And just so you know, Skin, you did a shout out for Kerry Russell. She listens, so she probably heard it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got lucky with that.
Well, listen, I'm calling her one of the best butts in television and movies, three of the six seasons. That's a compliment, and that's high compliment for in this day and age.
So. I've watched this show all the way through. I haven't got to see all the way to the last episode.
Yeah, I'm still like five or six. I haven't watched the end of season six, but I'll get to it.
But he's right. All the way through, it was like this. And, I mean, it was hot, and it was steamy. And I think about season three or whatever, they actually started dating in real life.
Yeah, well, because he got to see her on set all the time. He was probably going nuts, you know.
Yeah, I think yeah. They're actually still like a real-life couple right now.
And this show?
Can you blame him?
No.
Can you blame him?
Is this show on, like, what, after 10, after 11? When does it air?
No, it's on, like, you know, it was on, like, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not sure what time it actually aired, because I always DVR'd it, but it was, like, prime time.
Wow, that's some good content.
For sure, for sure.
Now we get to this. What is this called? Skin Sense8?
Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so Sense8 is a Netflix series. It started a couple years ago, and it's from Netflix. It's about a group of people around the world, eight of them, who are suddenly linked mentally, and they must find a way to survive being hunted by these people who see them as a threat to the world's order. So it's a sci-fi series.
Oh, God,
they
canceled
the show a year ago, and we were bummed because, like, they only had a season and a half or something, but it had such great nude scenes, and we were like, ah, man, that was a good show for nudity. We're bummed out. But then there was enough outcry from fans that Netflix agreed to make one more extra-long episode, like a kind of an ending movie, let's say. And
okay.
They released it on Friday. My guys went through it, and get this. This is how every TV series should end. An epic 5-minute orgy is how the show ended between all the main cast members. It was like all the guys and girls had a huge orgy to end Sense8 from Netflix.
And you're saying this dropped on Friday, the season finale ending or series finale? It's waiting for us right now on Netflix.
You got it. And it's just how every television show should end. Imagine every cast member from Game of Thrones.
Well, no. Think about Friends. Think about how far
Dawson's Creek,
Seinfeld. How they all ended up. Think if Seinfeld would have ended this way, the way Sense8 ended.
Oh my God, Seinfeld.
Yes,
Newman.
In the jail.
Kramer. Oh, so did Sense8? Did it build to this, or did this weird orgy scene just come out of nowhere?
Wild, crazy nude scene. So I'm not like surprised. What's just weird is that they ended it with an orgy, like ended it, you know. And in this day and age, we're starting to see, like, remember Westworld had a big orgy in the first season, and there was there's been some other shows, more and more shows are doing the orgy thing. And
that's good, though, right?
No, it's great, but yeah. It's like, wow, what are we gonna 5 years from now, what's gonna be the envelope pushing, you know?
Man, what? It is really opening the doors on cable TV.
No
right
pun intended.
Now. Man.
Yeah. I'm going down to Article 7 here, Skin. What in the good Lord am I looking at here? Joy Nash in Dietland on AMC?
This Dietland on AMC is getting a lot of pub. It's based on the Sarai Walker novel, and the series, it looks at society's obsession with weight loss and fashion as seen through people in the beauty industry. And I think there's going to be nudity on this show, obviously, because Joy Nash was naked in her hospital gown. But I think we're going to see more of this type of nudity. I don't think we're going to see a lot of, like, the skinny model girls get naked. I think this is what we're going to have a lot of on.
And
on
it's going to be in a more clinical type of context.
Well,
it's not going to be
not
like an orgy.
Clinical, but just more BBW, big beautiful women.
I'm in. I'm in, Skin. Yeah, because you know me, I do like a fuller figure. Thicker frame.
Yes, you do.
I'm with you. I like some curves, baby.
Yeah. Now we
I'm
get
not
down
all fastballs. I like a curve every once in a while.
Bethany Frankel, Real Housewives of New York. Now we've got her lying naked. It looks to be on a floor, crying.
Yeah, she's laughing. But
I think she's laughing.
Here's what I wanted to point out. It's really funny. Now I get it. Bravo and Real Housewives. It's mostly gay men and women that watch this. Totally cool. But if you're ever flipping channels and you stumble on these shows, they blow your mind with the amount of nudity. And what their rule is, they'll show full butt, and they'll show boobs, but they pixelate out the nips. So in episode 10, Bethany Frankel was with Dorinda at a Christmas party, and she wanted to wear this onesie, and I don't want to bore you with the details, but she was basically nude. But it's weird because you could make out the whole breast, except they digitally pixelate out the nips. It's the weirdest thing. But it's still hot, and all these girls are hot, older babes. Even like on that Vanderpump Rules, there's been some great skinny dipping in Mexico this year. This Lala Kent getting a spray tan here in season 6, episode 25. But she's, for all intents and purposes, she's nude. It's just you can't see her nips. It's like Barbie doll nudity.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Really weird the way they do it. I wanted to back you guys up to Bethany Frankel from Real Housewives. Of course, a very attractive lady and everything, but what the hell's hanging off the end of her feet? Are those toes?
Oh, good point. She's got some extra long digits.
I mean, I want you guys to look at those.
She's got some roosters.
Those look like talons. Joe has a foot thing, so you know, Skin.
Yeah, I got a real problem with feet, Skin.
Those look like turkey toes.
I mean, let's be honest. Those are fingers, aren't they? Those aren't real toes.
Maybe she lost a toe when she was a kid and had a finger put on it.
Yeah, those are kid fingers.
It looks like her feet could wrap around a perch.
Yeah, she's got the fingers of like a 9-year-old boy on the end of her feet. It's weird.
It's like she could just, you know, if she could fly, she could go around and just pick up rabbits or small sheep.
You want to know how she gets her stomach muscle? She
hangs
from her
feet. Nudity of 2018.
Man, it's weird.
Hey, the pixelation, though, Bethany Frankel, I got to tell you, that bottom shot where she's talking to that woman, she's got some nice tops.
Yes, it's still sexy. Like, it's like seeing a girl topless, but you're looking at her and you could make out exactly how her breasts are, except you just don't see the nips.
Yeah, you don't get the full thing, so it's kind of nice to have some of it hidden. Wow. Yeah. Skin, wow, what a way to start the the week. I always appreciate when you stop by. As always, people can go to MrSkin.com. They can get more of this. I cannot thank you and praise you enough for the amazing job that you do week in and week out, updating us on all of this Skinsational content. So again,
well, thank you.
Fine week. Thank you. Thank you.
Have
much.
A fantastic week, Skin. We always appreciate
you guys. Talk soon.
All right, brother. Take care.
See ya.
Here's Queen. It's 93.7 The River.